Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, got our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted, folks, if you've been reading any of the major publications over the last several years, somewhere in there you've seen an essay or an article written by our good buddy Ted Fishman. He's a very prolific writer on topics, a number of topics, especially global trade. In his book China Inc. is a watershed book that I still refer to all the time and talk. You've heard me mention it many times when he's not even on the show. His new book is called Shock of Gray, and it's all about the aging of the world's population and the impact that that's having on the global marketplace. And he's just returned from a trip to from the Pacific Rim from 11 weeks in Indonesia and Singapore, and I've asked him to join us to talk about that. Ted, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. So good to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Ted, before we get into your trip, I want to talk a little bit about China because recently, maybe even currently, our ambassador, Locke, is over there. And he's been making some interesting news over there, hasn't he?
Well, yeah. It's Gary Locke, who I really admire.
Gary?
He's U.S. politician from the Northwest, and he was also an official in the Obama administration, and he is Chinese-American.
Right.
And, the Chinese have a very, very strong view on ethnic identity, as most people around the world do. And when a Chinese-American ambassador comes, they wonder, is this fish or fowl? is he one of us? Is he one of them? But
right.
Ambassador Locke's been acting in a very American way. He's been seen standing in line, carrying his own luggage. He's been
what?
I know what?
That's crazy talk.
he was photographed at the Seattle airport.
What is he? If he's carrying his own luggage, what's his entourage doing?
Yeah, but I don't know. It's mind-boggling. Speaking of taxpayer waste, why have an entourage?
Exactly.
And then he is also the subject of a photograph that's gone viral in China, which is using a coupon at the Seattle airport Starbucks.
and he wants his discount. He wants his discount, by golly.
Right. Of course, this is the People's Republic of China. To actually see an official of another country acting humble, like a man of the people.
Right,
is news in China. So it's become a kind of political... what can I say? He's become a kind of political symbol in China.
Yeah.
as something that the Chinese officials rarely are, and even the government press is making much of this because
how's this going to manifest, Ted?
I don't know. You know, there's so many stories in the Chinese press about officials stealing money, acting imperially, having multiple wives, and I think it's quite interesting when an American official becomes an object of positive propaganda, who's the moral example inside the Chinese government press.
Well, he's pulled off a pretty unique thing right there, just getting an American politician getting positive press abroad. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too bad we have to outsource that.
We want to bring
some of those jobs home.
Well, do you think that this? I mean, this is an interesting news story. But does it buy us anything at all? We don't need to be deluded or naive about whether this is gonna change any minds in China. You told us a long time ago when I asked you about China conforming, you said, I'll never forget it. You said, Jim, you need to realize that going from here forward, China makes the rules. They don't follow the rules. They make the rules.
You know, this is another part of Gary Locke's job, and I feel. Sometimes I feel, Jim, I know it's not true, but I feel like since I wrote China Inc., the country's been running its economy according to the blueprint of China Inc. Because in the book, I warned about how this rule shift would come.
Yep.
And Gary Locke has made quite a bit about how the rules are changing in China to the detriment of American firms.
Right.
How the public dialogue out of China is about openness, about fair trade, but the practices American firms are seeing are increasingly making American firms
unwelcome. And that's the ethical irony, isn't it? That they say one thing and they do another. And I think that's another thing that Americans cannot be naive about when it comes to dealing with the Chinese, especially. And you know, other people in other cultures. I'm not being judgmental about their ethics. I'm just telling you, folks, it's different. You decide whether it's wrong, whether they're wrong or not. But I will tell you, naive to think that it's not different. We'll come back. Ted Fishman is going to tell us about his trip to Indonesia and Singapore. I can't wait. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.